Greetings, friends, family, web lackeys, and everyone else. It is Sunday, June 28th, 2009. I am in the process of putting together a wonderful music video. Actually, it's not that wonderful. Problem is, my Windows Vista machine is slow as snot. So I can kind of put things together, but actually previewing what I've put together is about impossible, and programs crash on my machine more than I'd like, so that's kind of making it a challenge. I hope when the, as I've discussed before very briefly on here, when the solid-state hard drives come out and get a little bit cheaper, I can get one of those to replace my primary drive on that machine. It'll speed it up 1,000 times. I don't want to buy a new motherboard, memory, and that kind of stuff. So it'll be a much cheaper way to go. So, kind of lucky today. I've been feeling pretty good physically. So you not only get a web journal, you are getting a YouTube video. Hopefully, if I can get my damn computer to compile the stupid thing without crashing for the 5th time. And I'll upload that to YouTube and stick that on a new journal entry before I go to bed tonight, probably around 11 o'clock. And you get this audio journal. And I don't think I've done an audio one for a week. I was going to do this in the truck when I was driving today. It's a nice day, but the wind just prevented me from doing it. Now, if I had a little microphone headset like this, I might be able to do it if I'm screaming, because there's so much wind. But probably not. Anyway, so it's been a good day overall. Amazingly good, considering last week. Last week was the kind of week you could take and just never remember for the rest of your life. You can go into a doctor and say, take this memory out. Yeah. Working that late night, Monday or Tuesday night, was not a good idea. Yeah, I felt fine. I was taking care of myself. I was taking plenty of breaks. I was treating it more like a hobby and something fun to do rather than, oh, I have to get this done. I have deadlines. So I wasn't stressing. Got to bed at, I didn't get to bed at a decent time. I was too wound up by the time I got in bed, and I'd taken my Ambien too late. So I didn't get much sleep that night. Tried to sleep in, got in, got woken up a couple times in the morning by phone calls from my doctor's office. Then went in, and all hell was breaking loose at work, and I had to fix a bunch of things. And I'd made a huge screw up that made it impossible for people to do some stuff. And I was taking a look at that. Something about computer code. You can miss one dot or period, and it'll break everything. Just something so tiny and minute, it's very easy to overlook. And that'll just bust and make something work completely different than you'd expect it to. And I'd missed something like that the night before. Probably just getting late, and I was getting tired by that time, and I forgot to do one last check to make sure it was working right. So, yeah, I did that. I went home a couple hours early. Went to my bedroom and fell asleep with my phone on my chest because I was waiting for a phone call from work. That didn't come, so I was sleeping very lightly waiting for this phone call. And it never came, so I didn't really sleep good. And then I got up, and maybe 5 minutes after I got up, I got the phone call. For some reason, this manager had tried calling me, and my phone didn't ring. So that was a bit frustrating, but we talked and came up with a strategy. And I was having problems with the certain task at work for 2 or 3 days, and finally got it figured out. And the solution was so simple, it was very irritating. And sometimes that's the way it is with computers, too. Sometimes the solution is so freaking simple, it'll just, you feel like slapping yourself. But that is the nature of the beast sometimes. And then Thursday and Friday, I had another one of my attacks. And it really started that the next day, because I didn't have enough sleep, and I come to think that when I'm not getting enough sleep like that, it really does something to my nervous system where just my whole body feels screwed up. And Friday, I was so bad, I just couldn't go to work. I woke up, I was like, oh my God, I feel terrible. Went to my computer, emailed, said I'll work from home, I can't come in, I'm just feeling terrible. And I tried working at my desk for 15-20 minutes and just said, oh God, I can't sit here. Went to lay down in bed, sat there with a laptop on my lap trying to work. And you know, I just finally could not focus. And finally, about 1 o'clock, I just gave up and said I'd do some more later. And I did Saturday. I got down. I worked two or three hours Saturday. Feeling better. Not quite over yet, but much better. Better enough to sit down and concentrate. You know, I'm a little fuzzy in the head still, but enough to focus on that work. So, feel good about that. But yeah, Friday was not a fun day. I just didn't feel good. I felt comfortable, couldn't get comfortable in bed. I actually wasn't until Friday night where I started feeling better. I didn't sleep much that night before. Finally fell asleep at 5 o'clock. I was in a funky position on the bed, staring at the TV, and just closed my eyes and listened to it, and faded out for about 2 or 3 hours, woke up, and felt extremely better, and I was so relieved that, didn't feel like death anymore. And Saturday, yesterday, yeah, it was okay day. I'm still struggling, and a fair amount of muscle, body, joint pain, which made it hard to get around, but I kind of forced myself to do this and that, and at some point cleaned up the kitchen mostly, and was gonna do all the vacuuming, but I didn't get to that. I need to. My parents are coming back here from Australia in a couple days, and I'd like the house to be clean for them. I can ignore a certain amount of mess, especially because lately I've just been living upstairs. I mean, the house seems so gigantic for one person, so I just stay upstairs. I'm either in the art room doing something, or I'm in my bedroom watching TV, reading, sleeping. So that's where I spend all my time. So it's just like I don't go downstairs that much, so it just gets messy, and then go, oops, people are coming over, better clean up, or they're gonna not feel comfortable. So yeah, didn't do that today either. So tomorrow night, oh hell, I got a friend coming over too. Looks like Tuesday night I'm gonna have to clean, so come home after work, clean, go pick them up from the airport. Okay, got it all worked out. Although it's going to be dirty and messy when my friend comes over. Crap. Well, he'll live. He's a guy. All of us guys are messy. So today was actually an amazingly good day. Little struggles here and there, but not huge by any stretch of the imagination. Got up at a decent time, 10-ish. I slept in a little, but I went to bed really late. Was up chatting with a friend over the internet. And got up, was going to go out on a photography shoot down at the gorge. I was looking forward to that, had my cameras ready. Just need to pack them, get dressed, and get in the Jeep. And head off down the gorge and get on the old highway. Take some stops, put the tripod down, take some pictures. And it had been the first time that I'd get to do that in about 10-15 years. I haven't been out with another person that's about my level doing some practice and just having a good time, getting some fresh air. I haven't done that in forever, and I miss it. So we'll probably do it at some point. Maybe next weekend if it's nice. So yeah, I texted him in the morning. He was like, oh, I gotta work. And I'm like, crap, that sucks. Sucks for you. I guess it sucks more for you because I'm not gonna work today. Well, I'm gonna go in later and check my email meetings, but didn't do any work today otherwise. So I found out that from him, and I felt really tired, so I laid down on the couches downstairs and proceeded to listen to Car Talk for a while. And, you know, that, I gotta admit, that's been hard. There are a few NPR shows that I, when they come on, I still listen to them sometimes. A lot of times I turn them off. I just get really sad. Specific shows are Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Car Talk. There's a couple more in the morning that happen on Sunday and Saturday. And the reason is because those are the days I'd often take my girlfriend to work. And on the way back home, I would sit and listen to those shows. And just a reminder, kind of a painful reminder of something that if we were still together, I might be doing today. driving back instead of waking up to it and being alone. It's a hard reminder. Let's see, what else? So, yeah, I went and played with a computer program I got yesterday. It's called Reason. It's a program for making MIDI music on the computer, and my God, it is so extensive. Today I was barely able just to get a drum track on there, make it go... no rhythm, no nothing. It was terrible. And adjust the drum sounds. And I couldn't get the drum sound I got. I liked to stick, and it was frustrating me. But the place I bought it from does a class every month, so I'm going to sign up for that class and learn how to have a basic understanding of how to use this, because I really want to start composing some music on my computer. And that should... I'm bringing the story into yesterday. I wanted to get out of the house, and I was like, shit, you know what? I'd seen this program on NPR called, I think, Science in the Brain, or the Science of Music. I think that's what it was called. And it was all about music and the brain and studies that have been done that show that doing music really help your coordination, help your brain development, help your language skills. And I really haven't done much music, not consistently, since high school. When I was a kid, I was just immersed in music. I started out, must have been kindergarten, singing in the church choir, the kids' choir church. And my pastor at the time, they were very vocal, very singing, all in instruments, so I got involved in that. And then by the time I was in third grade, I joined up with boys choir in Prineville. It's the only boys choir in Oregon. And I did that for years and years and years. And it was like once a week, once or twice a week, we'd go to church in downtown Prineville, and we'd practice our singing for 1 or 2 hours. And every summer there was a boys choir camp, so I went to that, and that was always fun. In fact, if you go to my website and look at my old journals, there's a memories page there that has all my memories from boys choir camp that I remember. Then starting in, when I was a kid too, I took piano lessons, sixth grade, got in the band, was playing French horn, played French horn all the way through my junior year in high school, which was my last year because I went to college early, and then my eighth grade year, I got to start playing in the jazz band, the high school jazz band, even though I was still in middle school, because band teacher thought enough of me and my musical skill to do that. So, every morning I went to school an hour early, played in the jazz band, and then I played in band the next hour. And, I was doing band concerts, I was doing marching at the sports events, and playing in the pep band. So, all these band activities, always doing music. And I took piano lessons again sometime as a teenager. And then at about the age 17, I just didn't do music. I went to college, didn't do music. Had a musical instrument here and there, guitar, bass guitar. Didn't play them much. Bass guitar was always broken. Didn't have an amp either, which kind of made it hard. And then when I could afford one, I was like, what's the point? I don't even have anybody to play with, and there's really no point in playing bass guitar unless you have someone to accompany, because you're the fucking rhythm section. You're keeping beat, and you gotta keep beat for somebody, not for yourself, so. So I just kind of gave up on that. And for years and years and years, I've been thinking, now what can I do that's some kind of music I can do by myself, or that I can get good at, and then I could possibly play with other people? You know, if I met people that liked to play, or had something that they liked to do, or whatever. So, yesterday I went out, and I was like, fuck it, I just want a keyboard. And I'd seen these decent size, almost full keyboards that, like, were Yamaha. They were cheap things for about $100. I was like, okay, maybe one of those would work. I could learn where to put all my fingers and practice piano that way. You know, I could still learn. So I decided to go to a real music store that had nicer equipment. Their stuff was way out of my range. They didn't have too much on the floor to look at, unfortunately. So I'd looked at a few units that they had, and I'm deciding, nah, I'm not going to go for either of these couple that I looked at. But what I ended up getting was, there's this thing called a controller, and it's basically a miniature keyboard, full-size keys, but only a couple octaves. I think the one I bought has 4 octaves on it, and it fits, it's about 40 inches wide or so it fits perfectly on my desk, plugs right into the USB slot of my computer, and bam, it connects to whatever music software I had. So I got some music software that was part of that yesterday, some compositional software, so I can play with that and actually compose my own stuff on the computer. And that won't be so much for learning the piano as much as composing my own little ditties and playing with that, and maybe getting some books on music theory, which I know nothing about, quite honestly. I didn't learn anything about music theory when I was growing up. All I know is, here's a scale, and you have sharps, you have flats, you have major scales and minor scales, and I don't, you know, quite even understand what that means. I'm a dummy. I always kind of played by instinct, not so much understanding what it all meant. It's like, there's notes, I can play it, and I can make it sound like it's supposed to sound. I can replicate what you're sounding like. In a way, I always thought I was just a good copycat. And not so much really deeply talented as it sounded like I was, because I was so good at making a copy. So I didn't get a full piano. I just got one of those cheap little controllers. Hooked it up to the computer. Been playing around with it a little today with the software. And really, I gotta take that class before I can have any skill with the software. It is so complicated, it's not funny. And that says a lot coming from me. I program computers for a living. Jesus. But anyway. Got that, and what I didn't plan on getting, or what one of the things I did think, I went in and I was like, okay, you know what? I should just rent an instrument. Time to rent an instrument again. I don't know what else. I'll look at their list. Maybe I'll get a French horn again. I don't like the French horn that much, but I know how to play it well. I can practice just for fun, get some solo music to play by myself. And it would just help my lung and my diaphragm strength and my embouchure strength. And that's just good for me physically. It is an exercise. Just doing all that pushing and breathing and control of your diaphragm, control of your lips, control of your throat. Really good for you. So yeah, I was like, okay, maybe I'll get a French horn. Went in. I don't know, just instinctively when I said, hey, what do you got to rent? Show me the list. Didn't ask for French horn, didn't ask for a trumpet. I just said, hey, you got a cello. Guy says, oh, well, we don't have a cello to rent right now, but we have one to sell. I was like, shit. Okay, how much is it? He gave me a price, and I'm like, oh, damn, that's actually, man, spendy, but it's still a pretty damn good price for cello. I mean, I was pricing cellos before, and they were in the thousands. And this was under 1,000, so I'm like, okay, go get it out. I want to take a look. He got it out, looked at it, dong, 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 doo, doo, doo. played around with it a little, lifted up, look around it. And you could tell it was a learner's cello, and, you know, it was made out of the nicest woods. It had a decent sound, but not like a gorgeous, gorgeous sound. A pretty decent sound. And I walked around this door, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and they were actually closing and locked me in. I was still thinking about it, and finally I just said, yep, oh, go ahead. And it's like, seen the show, and I know I need something to practice, to do in my alone time that's just artistic and beautiful, and something that, you know, makes me feel good and helps me get practice and using my brain, different parts of my brain that I'm normally using. And, you know, I need an instrument. Dying to make some music, even if it sucks. So yesterday I got my first cello, my first string instrument. Now, I'd rented one a couple years ago and practiced it. How long was that rental? I think the rental was 2 or 3 months. So I played it. I practiced that about 2 or 3 nights a week for maybe a half hour at a time. I noticed tonight I was playing around with it for a bit, and don't have enough calluses on my left hand yet to quite play it. I need to cut my fingernails too. You can't have longer feeling fingernails when you're trying to play that. You'll scratch up the wood. You can't really hold down the strings right. Then holding the bow, I found that my hand's getting a little cramped, which says, okay, don't have enough muscle there. But that'll develop as I keep playing. And that usually comes after about a week. It becomes easier to hold it. And it's especially difficult because there's two main things that I find challenging about the cello. One of them I find annoying, one of them I just love. The annoying thing is when you're fingering with your left hand, you know, you could be off by an eighth of an inch or so, and you'll be too flat or too sharp, and some people can hear that, but, you know, I hear that, and I go, I can't get my fingers in the right spots. And, of course, I think last time I wanted to do this, too, I wanted to stick some stickers on the damn neck to see where the notes were. That way, if I'm sitting there looking at my hand, I can kind of see it, because unlike a guitar, which has all the frets there, so you can feel where each note is, and you put your finger down, and you pretty much hit the note, you know, as long as you're in the right area of the fret. Well, with a stringed instrument, there's no frets, which means that you've got to be exactly in the right spot. If you're not, the sound is going to be off. But fortunately, I found with my practice last time, after a few weeks, I started to hit the notes more and more, and your brain just gets programmed to put your finger in the right spot. So that's a challenge, an annoying challenge, but it's something I know I can do with practice. The challenge that I like is pulling the bow back and forth. Because generally, and you can hear this with beginners on strings, when they pull across the string with the bow, they get a really squeaky sound. A lot of times you get that from doing the bow at the wrong angle, too much pressure, too little pressure. It's usually too much pressure at the wrong angle, and it's more of a squeaky, annoying, really grating sound. But then you just lift up just a little bit, and you pull it just the right amount, you push it just the right amount, and you just get this gorgeous sound coming out of the instrument. And it resonates the instrument, it resonates your arm, it resonates through your stomach, your chest, your legs. It's a very sexy feeling once you get that. And the more I practice, the more consistently I can get that sound. So that's the hard thing. When you listen to someone like Yo-Yo Ma or something like that, they always have that sound. And you watch when they're bowing, and there's just a, you know, even if it's simple bowing, but they're going back and forth, and they always keep that sound. And that's just a learned skill. It takes a lot of work, and that's one of the challenges about the cello that I like. But I was goofing around on it today, and I was like, oh, God, I want an upright bass tube. They were like, you're going to have to pay a couple grand for an upright bass. So maybe when I'm much older, retired or something, get myself a used upright bass, just stick it in the corner, pull it out every now and then, play some jazz music. I think that's all. I wouldn't bow on the damn thing. It's like, fuck that. I like the sound of doom, 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 doom. That kind of stuff is fun. And I find it kind of meditative. You can just kind of close your eyes and stand in the corner and do that. Up and down and up and down, around, around, around. For 15 minutes, half an hour, and just kind of feel all jazzy and walk away. And it's a nice feeling. I love it whenever I've been at a restaurant and they have a three-piece band or something like that, and they got the guy on that upright bass. Love that dull sound in the background while I'm having dinner. Makes me feel good. So what else did I do today? Went for a drive. It's beautiful out, gorgeous. Top down, of course. Have to have the top down on a day like today. Had music blaring. I want to thank Regina Spektor for getting music back into my life. I felt like it's been this big dead spot with no music whatsoever. And when I turn music on the radio, I rarely could feel it. I was just kind of so down and so depressed, and my brain just kind of shut off, and it just was like a cacophony of sound. It wasn't something that resonated with me, and gotta be in a pretty low place to have music just do nothing, especially with someone like me. It's even when I wasn't playing music for 15 years, I was always listening to it. Sometimes like a bloody addict. But yeah, it was fun. Just went out. Drove the freeways, drove downtown a bit. Came back home. Wanted to stay out more, and it was just like, nah, it's time to come home again. And then I've been, I think I got home. Went to the Mexican place, got some nachos and some taquitos, so I got leftovers for tomorrow. Not tomorrow, probably Tuesday night. Then been making a little video, and that I was talking at the beginning of this audio podcast. Really terrible video. Wish I had more time to put something together, but you know, forgive me, but a lot of times I just make these videos for fun, or give myself something to do, or something a little playful, or something a little goofy, or just to tell myself, oh, you're going to do this, just so I have something, just so I'm doing something. That was very important when I was the most depressed over the last 3 months. Yep. And I don't know how I'm going to spend the rest of the night. I will probably try to get that video. I've got to go upstairs and add the credits to the video again because the damn program crashed. I should have saved it before I tried to upload it to YouTube. But this one function on it for some reason crashes the program every time I try to do YouTube upload. So I'll save it. It takes about half an hour to convert 10 minutes. Can believe it, 10 minutes into a file, and then I have to upload that file to YouTube. So that's step one. Do a load of laundry before I go to bed. I'm gonna go back in the stairs. I'm gonna take my Ambien, that way I can get to bed at a decent time. And check in on work. And that's about it. Talked to Sophie a bit today. That was good. Got a bit depressed at the end of the conversation, though. Wasn't her fault. Just started talking about Eugene and a couple other things, and I just felt sad. And I think one of the last things I said, you know, I just realized I've come to a point in my life where I realize most of my dreams aren't going to come true. Or, that's generalizing too much. I said most of the dreams I have now are not going to be able to make true, come true in the rest of my life. Kind of reached that point, no return, where I'm at an age where I might not be able to do certain things that I've always wanted to do. Marriage and family being the biggest of them. I mean, some people would say, oh, well, people are having kids at 50, but I don't want to have kids at 50. For a couple reasons. One, you're getting up there in age, you're not going to be physically as healthy, even if you're doing your best to stay healthy. Trying to raise a baby at that age? Oh my god, no. And the other thing is, you know, you're not going to be there, and chances are you won't be there for their graduation, for their marriage. You miss the big events in their life, because you're not going to live till 80 or 90. And that sucks. That's a really hard thing to admit to myself. That, you know, I got this little tiny window now. It's smaller than it ever was before. And I've, you know, tried over the years. Every time I've looked for relationships, it's almost always been for serious relationships, with relatively few exceptions. I've just had no luck. Either meet the wrong women, or just meet the right women and screw up, or meet the right women and it doesn't work out. We all like to think, we grew up on Disney movies and all that, we all like to think that if you want it to happen and you work hard, it will, but that's not reality. I mean, I'm sorry, people. Sorry to disappoint. Reality is, some people walk down the road, they're 14 years old, they're not doing anything wrong, and they get hit by a drunk, and they're dead. Some people get a disease early on. Some people get this. Some people get that. Some people get married and they're happily ever after. Some people are looking all their lives and they die alone. And I come more and more and more to the opinion that I'm going to be in the variety of dying alone. Scared me for a while, but I'm trying to just get used to the idea. I know I'm gonna get older, you know, and if I can't find that family I've dreamed of, and there's someone I want to make a family with, but I don't get the impression they want to make a family with me. That's hard. Yeah, if I can't do that, I'm just make friends here and there, coworkers, jobs, get to a point where I can retire. Say my parents die, brother and sister are having their own lives, have these random friendships here and there, and then when I die, it's going to be quiet off somewhere, and nobody's going to be around. And that is not the future I signed up for. Sorry. Now, some may say that's just me being negative, and if you have those kind of thoughts, of course you won't have it happen, but that's also something I found about reality. Just because you work hard, and just because you want something, doesn't mean you get it. Yeah, I'd like to believe that, and for a lot of my life I did believe that, until I kept hitting up against walls of trying really hard and not. There are just certain things in your life that you need other people to do. Marriage is one of them. You need someone that loves you and is committed to that process as much as you, and is willing to get through the bad days and the difficulties as much as you, and is willing to have as much hope and trust as you are. Granted, I'm not perfect in that area. Definitely not. But I've got hope. That's something I really couldn't say 3 months ago. Somehow I found it. Sometimes it seems like a false hope, but it's hope. And that keeps you going. So I guess I'll wind this up. Say goodbye. Good night. Publish this out to a web. Tell you to look forward to my new exciting video, which I hope to have up there soon. We'll see if the computer cooperates with me, so I'll go up and talk to my coworker. He's on IM as well as I am. So we'll talk for a bit. Get that movie made. I'll do my laundry, take my Ambien, publish that, call it a good day. Say it's a success. It's a success. Well, that's it. This is Aslan. It is Sunday, June 28th, 2009. Time for me to get in and start winding down for the night. Love you. Over and out.